The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
I want to go to Aoife Moore of the Irish Examiner. Aoife, the Examiner. Aoife, good morning.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
It's a little bit to go to the afternoon. Aoife, you're reporting this morning that Stephen Donnelly's house has been attacked. Tell us more.
Yeah, so we were made aware yesterday that some building work was going on at Stephen Donnelly, the Health Minister's house in Wicklow. And when we followed up with his staff, we were informed that the works were being carried out for security reasons in conjunction with the Garda. The fence itself has been erected around the house. The house is on a main road, not to go into too much detail, but the house is on a main road, and it's a 6-foot wooden fence that's been constructed outside of it. It's apparently in reaction to a number of items that have been thrown at the windows of the house and stuff being left on the doorstep. The advisor didn't want to go into too much detail about it, but it had been a concern for the family, and now they're erecting quite a large fence outside the house, which from the photos that I've seen actually obstructs the windows. I think it'll be quite a bit of a nightmare for them just because of the way it's constructed. Like, they won't be able to see anything out of their front windows because they'll just be looking at a fence. So I'd say it's quite scary for them.
And are the Gardaí involved?
The Gardaí are involved, yeah. They are, the works are being carried out in conjunction with the Gardaí because of the reports from the Health Minister and his family about the attacks on the house in recent weeks.
And he has a young family, I believe. Is that right?
He does. He has 3 young children. So, as you can imagine, that'll be his number one concern. He's obviously up in Dublin for a lot of the time as well. And, of course, he'll be really concerned about his children and his wife. So I think that's why they're taking the steps they're taking. But it's just really rotten, to be honest. I think everyone is rightly really disgusted that a politician can't go to work and do their job without having to worry about the safety of their family.
And is there any evidence that this is related to his job as Minister for Health?
It appears it is. We know, we can't go into massive amounts of detail, but we know that some of the stuff that had been left, leaflets and notes that had been left, were to do with lockdown and COVID-19 and his role as the Health Minister, and that's why the steps were taken, because it does seem that this is kind of targeted attacks because of his job as the Health Minister.
It's not the first time that the Health Minister has been targeted like this. Weren't there protests outside Simon Harris's home? Now, I'm not sure whether this is pre-COVID. I think it was pre-COVID.
But yeah, it was pre-COVID, but we saw a similar thing happen to Simon Harris, who had a very young baby at the time. I think she was still very much an infant at the time. His wife, Kiva, and his daughter were at home, and they protested outside of his house. I believe that was something to do with housing, if I'm not mistaken. They protested outside his house, which
That's
is
right,
incredibly
yeah.
scary.
Yeah, but this was anonymous, as far as you're aware. The objects thrown, were they? Do you know what was thrown at the house?
We don't know. We know that they were thrown at the windows. I'm not sure if the windows were broken, but a number
do we know,
of objects
was it
have been thrown.
An individual? Was it a group? Was it over a prolonged period
of
time?
We don't know. The advisor really didn't want to go into massive amounts of detail about it. I think they would have rather that this story had just been a private family matter. Yeah. But obviously, we got tipped off about it and followed it up.
All right. OK, well, Aoife, thank you very much indeed for that. That's Aoife Moore there of The Examiner. It's just outrageous, really. Like, who will want to go into politics and you hear stories like that? And the people that decide to go out of their way to go to somebody's house, a politician's house, a minister's house, their private house, where inside innocent people, as in his wife and 3 young children, are living, that they think it's OK, that this is going to do some good. Maybe, they believe that the Minister for Health is not implementing some great scientific or medical breakthrough that the perpetrator knows about but doesn't want to share with the rest of the world. Or maybe they have and we don't know about it, but maybe they'd be better off doing that, sharing their great knowledge that'll get us all out of this pandemic, rather than taking the time to go down and cowardly throw stuff at somebody's house, whether they're a minister or not. By the way, thanks to Aoife.